welcome to Faith and Culture, and today's episode is one many of us need to hear, especially those juggling work, ministry, side hustles, and expectations, the church, and the hustle culture. Are we serving or striving? In a time where success is measured by how busy and productive you are, even the church seems caught in the hustle web. But what does the Bible say? Is there such a thing as holy hustle, or have we confused purpose with pressure?
Let's talk about it.
What is hustle culture? Hustle culture glorifies nonstop work, late nights, early mornings, no days off. Social media teaches that if you're not grinding, you're falling behind in itself. Working hard isn't bad. But when identity, value, and spirituality are tied to productivity, we've lost the plot.
What do people get for all the toil and anxious striving? All their days, their work is grief and pain. Even at night, their minds do not rest. Sound familiar? When ministry becomes a machine, many in church leadership are burning out. Not from sin, but from service, Sunday services, midweek meetings, deliverance sessions, outreach, rehearsals, content creation. When does it end? We confuse activity with anointing and motion with ministry.
But Martha was distracted by all the preparation. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one." Jesus wasn't impressed by Martha's hustle. He commended Mary's posture, still listening present.
Serving God versus striving for approval.
Some people hustle in church not because they love God, but because they're seeking validation from pastors, peers, or even God himself.
Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ.
When your identity is rooted in Christ, you don't need to prove anything. Yes, we should serve with excellence, but when you say yes to everything and rest never, that's not dedication, it's dysfunction.
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves.
Burnout is not biblical. Jesus himself took breaks, he rested, he escaped crowds, he even slept during storms.
Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." If Jesus rested, why do we think we're too spiritual to pause? Today, too many believers wear burnout like a badge of honor, but burnout doesn't impress heaven.
In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength.
Social media, comparison, and the pressure to perform. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Everyone seems to be doing something big for God. Launching, branding, hosting, building. It can make you feel like you're not doing enough unless you're doing everything.
But that's a lie. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. You're not called to everything, you're called to something. Focus on your assignment. Let the Spirit, not the scroll, lead your pace.
The biblical rhythm of work and rest from the beginning. God modeled work and rest. Even the creator of the universe paused.
By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested. The Sabbath was God's gift, a divine boundary against burnout. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. On it, you shall not do any work.
Sabbath isn't lazy rest, it's just excess. God, I'm not the source, you are.
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. Some of the most powerful Christians are unhindered to life. The life is Ben Heasy.